and welcome to the Houston Innovators Podcast. I'm Natalie Harms, editor of Innovation Map. My guest for this episode is Winston Wright, Houston General Manager for Alto, a Dallas-based ride-sharing company that's taking on Uber and Lyft. Houston was the second market for the company, which recently raised $45 million in venture capital and is now available in Miami, LA, and DC. Winston joins me today to discuss how he envisions expanding the brand across Houston and what's in store for Alto, including a 100% electric fleet by 2023. Winston, thanks so much for joining me today.
Natalie, thanks for having me. Look forward to the conversation today.
I do too. I was telling you before we started recording, I have used Alto before, and I think it's such an interesting concept. So I'm excited to learn more about what you're doing and what Alto is doing here in Houston. So just to start, why don't you tell me and our listeners about Alto and, you know, what really attracted you to the position as general manager for Houston?
Yeah, well, first I'll say this. Thank you for being a customer. And hopefully you're having a great experience every time you get into Alto, a consistent experience. So, you know, as I think about Alto, my first encounter was probably different than most people that work here. Actually, I was taking my car to the car shop to get repaired, and a car service came to pick me up. And this was prior to me joining Alto. And I just had a great experience. It wasn't Uber or Lyft. It was an Alto. It was water in the car. It was umbrellas. It wasn't raining. And then it was just great service. And they picked me up and dropped me off. And then fast forward several months later, I started having some conversations with Alto, right? So that initial experience for me is what really kind of cemented me saying, hey, I want to explore more and understand more about this company and their brand. One thing led to another. And given my background has really been in sales and operations, consumer products and hospitality, it was just a great fit. And speaking with our leadership team, Will Coleman and other leaders on the team, their vision of elevating rideshare. I thought that one, they have to be crazy to take on Uber and Lyft, but we all had such a great vision and such a good footprint here in the Houston market. I wanted to be part of the team.
It's so interesting that you bring up Uber and Lyft. They've kind of paved the way for ride sharing. And I agree, like I would have thought it would be tough for a company to come in and compete with that. But like, what's the difference maker that is happening both now where we're at in society, I guess, but also with I guess, the world in general? Like what's changed that, you know, this company can come in and compete with these bigwigs?
Yeah. So, you know, one thing that I take from one of the last roles I was in when I was still in corporate America, I led food service. And in that role, I led a large, probably about just a large book of food service business. And I really understood and learned more about the customer experience. Right? The experience that that customer has. And the difference for us at Alto is we're elevated rideshare. When you get into Uber and Lyft, how many times are you thinking to yourself, hopefully there's no crumbs in the backseat. Hopefully my driver is nice to me. With Alto, you get a consistent, safe experience with a high level of hospitality. And that's a key differentiator for us in the market. And we're able to replicate that time and time again. And that truly sets us apart from Uber and Lyft.
I wonder also the difference that I guess the gig economy is nowadays too. It's like, you know, it's Uber and Lyft kind of elevated this idea that, you know, people can work from their own cars. But now with Alto, it's a different type of gig economy. And I feel like this is indicative of the changes across the board for gigs and this type of business.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, we're doing some phenomenal things at Alto. And as we think about being able to impact employment across the Houston market, I mean, we employ several hundreds of drivers across this market. And one great thing about us when during the time of COVID, which we're still in, but, you know, a year, 2 years ago, we never stopped hiring across our company. Every week we're hiring drivers still, right? So our ability to bring in employees, one, they're W-2, we offer paid time off, we offer benefits. So it gives a different option. Right. So if someone doesn't want to just do true gig work, but they still want to be in an environment where they have some flexibility, where they're connecting to hospitality and they're driving, Alto presents just a great option where they can have some security and they also get to drive a luxury vehicle and, you know, get to engage with some of the best customers across Houston, such as yourself.
Of course, Alto based in Dallas, second market was Houston. So expanded right into Houston. So for your position, what are you focused on here leading Houston operations?
Yeah, good question. So, you know, for us, I would say as we expanded from Dallas to Houston, and Houston is the fourth largest city in the U.S., right? It just presents a great opportunity for us. So really my focus here is kind of twofold. One is growth and the other is just operational efficiency. So as we think about this Houston market, right, it's very spread out. And for us right now, we really operate in kind of a core Houston. If you look at the Heights area, kind of West Houston, it's kind of our core. And then we spread out into greater Houston. But the vision I have for this market is that as we move forward, and as we continue to expand, which we are rapidly, then we're covering all of Houston. We're up in the Woodlands. You know, we have a hub there. We're centralized here in our core area. And we're able to service really all of the customers around this market, even greater than what we're doing now.
So for expanding operations just here in the greater Houston area, what does that mean for you? You know, obviously you mentioned hiring, growing operational team, like what else is on your plate, including expanding, you know, your business, I mean, your office space.
Yes. So for us, as we look to expand, as we just discussed it, we are looking to move into a larger facility so we can accommodate more cars, more drivers. But along with one, us having growth in the market and us running an efficient operation, the other thing that's really important for me is us beginning to get more involved into the community, being more ingrained is truly as a part of Houston and understanding, one, where can we support our customer base? And whether that's through charity events, whether that's having a presence across this market and really starting to engage. I mean, we're kind of in the second year of our journey here in the Houston market. The first year was great. We built great relationships. So if you look outside of kind of growth and operations, that next component is just really engaging more across our market and truly being, I would just say, a partner with Houston. And that can mean community service or other key organizations across Houston.
Not only expanding in Houston, I know there are five markets that now have Alto. So what does that mean to be expanding across, you know, the country at this point and popping up in new markets and kind of what's on the horizon there?
It's an exciting time to be at Alto. If you think about that, I mean, we look at last year, I mean, we grew over 700% as a company, and we're continuing to grow. You know, within the next month or two, we're looking to open up a market in Silicon Valley. And then we're also looking at another probably three or five markets towards the end of the year. And there's not too many companies where you see this type of growth. And not only is it great for Alto, but it's also great for the economy and all the markets that we're in. As I said, we never stopped hiring during COVID, right? And we're hiring hundreds of drivers across our organization. So we're also having a positive impact just on each of our local economies. So exciting time to be at Alto. And then just some other things that we have kind of future state in the vision that's even more exciting for us.
So of course, a lot of this growth and expansion is due to the recent fundraise, which was $45 million. So how is that funding kind of being distributed to service this growth?
Yeah, so as you think about that, right, I mean, that funding allows us to continue to expand at a rapid pace. And once again, we started with one market, we're at five markets now, looking at more markets balance of this year. And then also looking at some significant investments in technology within our fleet of cars. So that infusion of capital was just significant for us. And we took that, invested it, and we're seeing the success from that.
I think it's interesting that you mentioned enhancing the technology experience of it, because if you think about rideshare, you kind of forget that there's this technology element. There's an app that connects you with your driver. So for you, what's the most exciting part of getting to see that technology deployed?
Yeah, for me, it comes down to the customer experience, right? When a customer, as simple as it may be, but we get excited when someone picks up our app and it's just easy and thoughtless for them. They click a button, they get a car, and they're happily on their way, right? But there's a lot that goes into that, a lot on the technical side that can go wrong. And for us to continue to add features, and one feature that we actually added towards the end of last year was our pre-scheduled feature. So if somebody wants to go to the airport or they want to make a trip in a couple of days, they can actually pre-schedule. And that locks in that car, locks in a, a car for them, not a specific car, and then they'll get picked up at that time, right? So what we're also doing is adding a higher level of convenience and security of people's lives, where they're not sitting around an hour before going to the airport wondering if they're going to get a car. So as we continue to advance in technology, we're going to continue to advance our app and bring out new applications. And that's just one good example.
Yeah, I've definitely tried to pre-schedule rides on other services. And it really just like the way that approaches that was it just called the car automatically. And I was trying to like get to the airport at, I think it was something ridiculous, like 4 a.m. And so I was like, I didn't have to schedule this. Like I could have just done it myself. It didn't actually secure me a ride. So that's really cool that there's that other feature. I also feel the need to share for people who don't like talking in a ride share. You can just like opt in the app to be like, I'm good. I'm going to be quiet in the backseat.
And so as you talk about that, Natalie, that reminds me of one thing that I think is just phenomenal for us. And it shows you the level of detail when we think about the customer experience. Alto has its own scent, right? So when you think about when you look at some of your luxury brands, hotels, right, it's things that you don't really realize, but you realize you can travel anywhere in the country to some luxury places and you have the same feel, right? Same feel, same experience. And that's what we want to do in Alto, down to having our own scent when you get into the car, down to having a water in the car, having our drivers communicate consistently in some of the same language and messages, so you feel the same safety and comfort when you get into a car. So, yeah, I had to throw in the Alto scent there. I'm just amazed by it. I even got a candle that smells like it. So
I had no clue, and I will definitely notice next time. But I love this idea that I think this is also a trend that we're seeing in startups and new technology across the country, really, is just this raising the bar, because there's been these new conveniences and then taking that luxury level, that extra attention to detail. So I feel like that must be like a benefit to the brand development and growth to ride this wave that, yes, we've had these breakthroughs in technology that allows for more convenience, but now there's space to innovate to make them even nicer.
Yeah. And I would say that I think that the expectation level of consumers has risen, actually. And some would say, well, more things are online. How could that be? But if you look at someone like an Amazon, right, you look at the model Jeff Bezos created, that when you look at the level of service that you can get there, right, and a lot of that's driven by technology, right? It's really the same for us as we look at that. We want to provide a high level of service, but we also utilize technology as an innovator or an enhancement for us, but you still have the personal touch of a driver there, right? Greeting you, opening the door for you, and getting you safely where you need to. So I just think as whether it's startups or organizations now, as we continue to advance, the expectation on service has raised, and we're here to meet that challenge.
I think another, I don't want to say trend, because it's a very important intentional change that, you know, especially the world has been making, I don't know, this generation, the future generations, is a more awareness of, you know, eco-friendly options. And so one thing that Alto has not been shy about talking about is the fact that they will be becoming an all-electric fleet of cars. So what impact does this decision make on Alto's future?
Yes. So I think it's important, right? So if you think about Alto and you look at, you know, EV cars, you know, our goal is to have over 3,000 EV cars and be the first company with 100% fleet by the end of 2023, right? Which is just a lofty vision. But our CEO, Will, he's laying out a great vision. And it's not only for Alto, but when you think about having a fleet of EV cars, being able to reduce our carbon footprint, right? And then if you think about the infrastructure that goes into that, the charging stations, right? So we start to create this ecosphere where not only will we potentially be able to charge our cars, but even cars that are in the market, right? And so that may allow or accelerate more EV cars coming into the market, because we'll have depots around, right? And all that's visionary, right? But when you think about the impact that you can have, I mean, it's phenomenal, right? As we start to take this journey on EV and as we look into the, you know, year, 2 years to come.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a very intentional plan to make that. It's like betting on the fact that there will be a world where we prioritize services that are electric over fossil fuel running types of opportunities. So I feel like that's a great bet to take.
Yeah.
I hope we're there too, you know?
Well, I would say that there's a quote. I'll go back to Jeff Bezos. He said, be stubborn on your vision, but flexible on the details, right? And that's our vision, to be leaders. And you're right, it is a big risk or a big bet. But in order to achieve greatness, you have to be stubborn on that vision. And we're moving forward with it, you know, each day at a time.
That is a great quote. Okay, so for diving into Houston specifically, as the second market for the whole company, why Houston, first of all? Why do you think that was the move made to come to Houston second? And what's it been like rolling out the service in Houston?
Yeah, so as we think about the Houston market, I think it was kind of a natural progression, right? So we started in Dallas, and then you look, you know, where's the next biggest, well, not the next biggest city, the biggest city in Texas, the fourth biggest city in the U.S., that there's a natural progression, that there's a strong population here and an opportunity for us to capture the market. So that was really kind of a natural progression there. And then as we got into this market, I would say that, you know, some of our biggest challenges was really understanding the complexities and the size of this market, how areas are spread out, right? You can be from Galveston to the Woodlands, to Katy, to Sugarland, and then you kind of have your core, right? So the challenge is, how do we service really all of our customers? Initially, how do we service a core, and how do we continue to grow out? And I would say that last year, we really start to hit our stride as we hit the mid part of the year. We start to see accelerated growth. We started staging cars at major events across Houston. We adjusted our hours of operation to be open later. I'll give you an example. On Friday and Saturdays, we were shutting down the operation at 12. I expanded that to 3 a.m. I'm sorry, we were closing down at 2, but I expanded that to 3 a.m. because if people are out having a good time, there are clubs or anything, clubs close at 2. Right. So we need to be where our customers are, and we need to be able to support them at the times they need us. And we can't do that by shutting down operations at 2. We need to extend a little longer so we can help them get safely home if they want to ride with us. We've also opened up some hours earlier. So if individuals are going to the airport and catching earlier flights, you know, so these are some of the things as a GM and operator here that I'm thinking through, like strategically, how do we adjust some of our operations to meet the needs of some of these great customers that we have across Houston. And then also, as I said, always continuing to think forward, you know, what does it look like as we expand? One, we're moving into a larger facility and building to encompass that. And then how do we strategically build partnerships and grow out into further parts of Houston where we're not servicing now?
You kind of mentioned it a little bit, but I wonder how tough, and this is definitely in Houston, but it's entering a new market in general. How tough is developing brand awareness? And when there's just, you know, these longstanding Ubers and Lyfts already established and rolled out, what does that challenge look like and how do you approach that?
So I would say that it is a challenge. First, I'll give a shout out to our marketing team at Alto. They do some phenomenal work. So me as a GM, I partner with them, right? So a lot of our marketing team, some of our marketing team is here. Some of it's based in Dallas. And then me as a GM, I'm here. I live here. So we partner, right? So we talk about different things. And I'll give you one example of one thing that we did was actually to gain more visibility really in the River Oaks and Post Oaks area. We ran some specific, I would consider, right, high visibility routes, right? Just utilizing our cars. So if you think about our cars, the number one reason people say they hear about Alto is that they see the vehicle, right? So by us having a brand presence and actually running cars through that area, people are seeing our cars more. And then we followed up with that with some promotional activities with potential customers, actually giving out some flyers or vouchers where people can actually enjoy Alto and take a ride for free to get that experience. So doing some creative things like that. There's always social media and there's online, there is print. But truly, our marketing team has done a great job partnering with some great events. We partnered with the Houston Open, and that was just a phenomenal event for us. We had a tent on site there where we had rides available on the spot if customers wanted to sign up. And events like that continue to help us grow brand awareness, And from our operating standpoint, we execute and make sure we have the cars there, and it comes together as a great experience, and those continue to help us grow in the market.
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate talking with you today and learning all about the company and where y'all are headed. It's very interesting because we've talked about it the whole time. It's just the challenge of competing with some of these existing companies. But if any company is going to do it, it's going to be a Texas company, right?
Yes, absolutely. Well, Natalie, it's been great. And like I say, one, thanks for being a customer. And I would tell you, I'm excited to be at Alto. My whole team here is fired up at the results that we did last year. And our goal is to continue to grow this market, but even more importantly, to become partners across this community. That's truly our vision here as we continue to move forward.
I love it. Well, thanks again for your time today.
You have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Houston Innovators Podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss next week's edition, and check out innovationmap.com for the latest Houston startup and innovation news.